Okay, so we covered the starting procedure. Very important. Don't forget it. Don't skip it. It's only going to hurt you and the people you're dealing with. Okay? And we want you to get up from the starting procedure to 3 drops an hour. Okay? If you can't, we'll tell you as we go along. Just stay at the 1 drop and add the DMSO, add the MMS2, which will be the 2000 protocol, but not at 3 drops an hour. We see that happen with a few people that come to our restoration centers. But most people, okay, will get up to the 3 drops, no problem. Okay? And they need to stay there for a while. Because we're going to add things to it. And as you add things, you want to add them separately, and then you know what, if there's any problems, which thing you added on is causing the problem. So you can get rid of it or reduce the amount. Okay? So, but the 1000 protocol is 90% of what we do. 90% of the world that we're dealing with is using this, now the starting procedure, but the 1000 protocol. And they stay there for 3 weeks or until they're well. Sometimes herpes takes longer. HIV to get a negative might take longer. Lyme disease. Obviously, if you've had cancer for a while, it's going to take longer to dissolve the tumor and stuff. And this is usually how it goes. The longer you've had something, the longer it's going to take. So you go until you're better, until you restored your health. Some people have taken breaks in between for a week and maybe even did a liver flush. We're talking about adding that later to maybe starting people out if they're not horribly sick and terminal or anything like that. Where we have time and there's no rush, we could do the liver flush first. But the protocol 1000 is simple. You'll see the schedule of dosing that's being put up there. You start this in the morning, eat your breakfast. And remember, this is very important. It's in our book, but we haven't mentioned it up to this. No vitamin C, no coffee, nothing that's antioxidant, no teas, no alcohol, no raw milk. Those things, especially the vitamin C, those things, anything with ascorbic acid in, will neutralize your dosing. So you'd be wasting time. We had one guy, 2 years he took MMS, came to us with tumors like this, found out he was taking 3,000 milligrams of vitamin C every day. So he was completely wasting his time taking the chlorine dioxide, taking these sacraments, because it was being neutralized. Now, again, I'll mention it. The 3-drop dose, the protocol 1000, staying on that till you're well is 90% of what we do. So listen very carefully. You've seen this diet procedure, same principle, same process, yet now we're up to 3 drops. 1, 2, 3, or as they say in Spanish, uno, dos, tres, or German, eins, zwei, vier. Drei. Eins, zwei, drei. Just trying to waste some time while doing this. Then you got 3 drops you activated. Remember, we've standardized the hydrochloric acid to be at 4%. Okay? In the video, you can see 4 or 5%, the formula to make that. You know you got a good activator. In 20, 30 seconds, you have an amber color. Can you zoom in on that, Joe? That faithful cameraman? See it? Down a little bit. Okay? See? When it gets the amber color, you're ready to go. I always sniff it because that's another protocol we'll show you pretty soon. Okay? So, here we go. Now, a 3-drop dose, obviously, you can tell by even the color. You've heard of 50 Shades of Grey? There's 50 Shades of MMS, let me tell you. You get to know the shades. You get to know these different things. You can see a little tint of yellow here, okay? But it's still, to me, Jim disagrees, but to me, Joe, take a sip of this. I want to give this to my cameraman, just to confirm. I don't taste anything at all of chlorine dioxide. Do you?
No, it's smooth.
It's very smooth. I'm telling you, since the addition of the HCl, it's incredible. So you don't take those things that neutralize. It's in the front of our book. You'll see it right in the beginning on a lot of the bottom of the pages too. Because remember, these videos are going along with our workbook, so you can teach this, okay? So you'll see the same thing. It's 8 hours a day, stop for lunch, and you just eat lunch at the half hour, and you go till 4 or 5 in the afternoon. It's 5 in the afternoon, and you're done. Wait an hour, have your dinner. So don't neutralize it, stay there. 90% of all the results we're getting is just from the protocol 1000. So remember that. I'm gonna show you how to make it for the whole day. But every hour, you're activating the drops fresh. Every hour you're activating 3 drops, drinking it. You don't have to throw anything away because you're drinking the whole thing. It's not like the starting procedure. You've worked your way up to that, the 3 drops per hour. Remember, 3 drops per hour is 8 hours a day, is the protocol 1000 following our schedule here that you can see up on the video. So, very simple. This isn't rocket science. I'll say them many times over. There's no taste factor at all. We're even going to show you where some people can go higher. Some people get up to 4, 5, 6 drops, but we're going to show you that later, okay? As the protocols progress. But I'm getting people just to stay at the 3 drops per hour, and then stay there for 3 weeks. And let's see how they're doing, and then before we change or add anything to it. Okay, so that's the protocol 1000. Simple. Follow the book, use the video, teach it, follow it. That's all the protocol 1000 is. I'm going to show you in a second how to make a bottle for the whole day.